From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, 1010XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, and Ryan O'Halloran.
All right, here we go. Jaguars Today, welcome in. Happy Thursday morning to you. Ryan O'Halloran's in the house with us. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, the usual suspects here on Jaguars Today. And in honor of the Cubs winning, or maybe with the miracle of the Cubs winning, the belief that anything is possible in sports, once again, is renewed, 108-year drought. Well, I guess if you look at it that way, first, the Indians, I probably figure in another 60 years or so they'll get theirs. Hopefully it won't hold out that long for the Jags, but we asked you, in light of the Cubs winning the World Series for the first time in 108 years, give us your biggest optimistic outlook for what could happen for the Jacksonville Jaguars for the rest of 2016. What is the most optimistic view you have of how the final nine games could go? They're not necessarily, Ryan, going pure optimism. The snark optimism is
shock
out there.
Yes, there's exactly a shock. They're like, sounded like me.
Yes. And look, understandable. So share your thoughts with us on social media on that today. At MD underscore 1010XL, at Ryan O'Halloran, at 1010XL, Fat Tony, Jaguars Today Facebook page. And you know the number, 641-1010. And that's also the text line driven by Duval Ford on that text line. What's up, guys? Tell Ryan O'Halloran that Dalton says, what's up? I met him at Frangie's party on Friday. I'm pretty sure we had a good conversation. I was at least eight beers in. So we were either talking good Jag talk or I sounded like George Costanza backstage with the dude from Cheers. So there you have it.
No, he was fine. He was good. A lot of good Jag talk.
It's always a treat when you get to meet Ryan O'Halloran in a social setting. Greg Olson, quick thought before we take a break, because we're going to get into this, obviously, with you over the next couple of hours. But surprised, or was Gus Bradley left with basically no choice that he had to make some kind of move?
I was surprised because, it's any kind. He'd never made an in-season change in his 4 years here, so that part was a surprise. And really, it's never gotten in his MO, because you look at his coordinators that he's had so far, they've been a lot worse shape than they were with Greg Olson. So I think it was a scapegoat move, which it's pretty evident. But, he didn't have a lot of – I don't think he had another card to play if he wanted to try and shake the decks a little bit. I mean, if you fire a position coach, that doesn't really change anything. So, he's going to stand by his defense. Those are his guys. But I just find it funny that he makes a midseason change with Greg Olson and Bullet Bob Babbitt survived three full years.
Understood. But when looking at this year's group, I think certainly the offense is the bigger culprit this year. Not that the defense was good against Tennessee, but overall it's clearly been better for the defense and worse for the offense. So, I don't fault them for making the move.
It's desperation. Thy name is coordinator change.
Sure it is.
And this is his last card. The card of changing the quarterbacks, that's not in his deck.
Right.
Because that's not his decision.
Right. All right.
So
let's take a time out here, and we'll open up the phone lines if folks want to get in, talk Jaguar football today, or just scream about their undying six-month allegiance to the Chicago Cubs. We could probably let him do that as well.
Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, slowly toward
Ryan O'Halloran.
He will glove it to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Did that happen, really, last night? Oh, or I guess this morning it was, as the case may be. All right, Jaguars Today on the air. We're live at Everbank. Hop on board on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
It's a Farrah and Farrah Thursday on Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field. All Jags, all NFL. Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Text the keyword game to the 1010XL text line driven by Duval Ford for your chance to win tickets to Saturday's historic Navy-Notre Dame game at Everbank Field. Learn more about the game at NavyNotreDame.JackSports.com.
This Florida State Seminoles report on 1010XL 92.5 FM is brought to you by Performance Painting, quality coatings applied with pride.
The ACC has fined Florida State $20,000 for comments made by Jimbo Fisher in his post-game press conference about the officials after the Seminoles' 37-34 loss to Clemson on Saturday. Fisher was especially upset about a chop block call that negated a 50-yard run by Dalvin Cook in the fourth quarter.
Are you looking to be a part of a company where you feel respected and your efforts will be recognized? Jason Parker here with Performance Painting. We're hiring professional painters and trainees who are friendly and have an eagerness to learn and grow. If you don't take yourself too seriously, but do take your profession seriously, you're likely to be a good fit here. Great pay, paid time off, medical, dental, and a company-matched 401k are just a few of the benefits waiting for you at Performance Painting. Go to performance-painting.com. Performance Painting, quality coatings applied with pride.
Football season is awesome, and the Blue Typhoon is the place to see all your favorite college and NFL games on their huge number of HD TVs. Come by car or boat on the Intercoastal Waterway at Beach Marine. Blue Typhoon has delicious fresh seafood, juicy burgers, and ice-cold beer. Watch your game inside at the sports bar or outside on the largest deck on the Intercoastal Waterway. And November 12th, come watch the UFC 205, Alvarez versus McGregor at Blue Typhoon.
This is Mike Hogan, Duval County Supervisor of Elections. These days, it seems we are busier than ever. That's why I'm urging you to cast your vote early for the November 8th general election. You can vote now through November 6th, and you can avoid unexpected surprises on Election Day and add convenience to your busy life. Please visit our website at DuvalElections.com or call 630-1414 for early voting dates, times, and locations. Make your life a little easier this year and cast your vote now through November 6th.
This is Barry Rainey, General Manager of Sawyer Gas. If you're with another propane company, we would like to give you a special offer to join the Sawyer Gas family. We will set your tank for free, give you 50% off your first propane fill, and a low locked-in price guarantee through May 2018. To learn more, visit us at SawyerGasFL.com or call us at 904-296-8600.
Sawyer Gas, driving every day. With Sawyer Gas.
Hello, this is Father Nicholas Lowe, and I want to talk to you today about having a grateful spirit. As we journey in life, it's so easy to take things for granted, but I want to encourage you to never get tired of thanking God for your blessings. Take time also to thank the people in your life who have and are helping you to become the person you are today. Don't go through life complaining, go through life praising.
To hear more inspirational messages by Reverend Dr. Nicholas Lowe, please visit our website at stjohnthedivine.com.
Now is the best time to join TPC Sawgrass with the Players Stadium course and new practice grounds opening November 15th. Mention this ad when you join and get a special incentive. Call 280-2412 or tpc.com/sawgrass.
Due for an oil change? Stop by Haviland Express Lube and let our technicians perform a complete professional oil change. At Haviland Express Lube, you receive fast, friendly service every visit. Check us out on the web at havilandquicklube.com.
The Gators, the Noles, the Dogs, and the Canes. 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
When we were getting ready to open the business, we shopped around a couple different banks, but when we went to Regions, they treated us the best.
The Regions Next Step project is helping a real customer, Eddie, confidently take his next step in life. Add in his business, Signature Granite.
In order for the business to keep growing, you have to keep investing. It took a lot of years and just working hard, but Regions never gave up on us.
Eddie's Regions banker, Stacy, helps him manage his money so he can focus on longer-term goals, like getting on track for retirement, buying new equipment, and growing his business.
We sat down and spoke with Stacy, and I explained to her what we wanted for the granite shop, and she helped us right away.
Eddie and other real customers count on their helpful Regions banker to take their next step. Ready to take your own? Regions Bank is right here in Jacksonville. Call, click, or come by.
Well, we're in a great place, and we're ready to take our next step.
Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Paid appearance by an actual Regions customer telling his real story.
Why worry about homeowners insurance coverage? Ask your agent today about making the change to Southern Oak. We're here year-round to put you at ease in the event a storm damages your home.
Our family protecting yours. Southern Oak Insurance.
At Farrah & Farrah, we take pride in the fact that many of our new clients are referred to us by former clients. Farrah & Farrah. Protecting you and your family. Call us at 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Buying, selling, investing, upside down, or just don't understand real estate in general? Continental Realty would love to help you realize the American dream of home ownership. Call 573-2003 or online at crjx.com.
Ow! that really hurt. Who throws a shoe?
Helmets and heels.
Honestly.
Built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products. Tuesday nights at 7
on 1010XL. From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, more Jaguars today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Is it a must win?
Every week, you know, our mindset goes into it and says, you know what, everything we're designed to do is to win the ball game. So we hope that we have a good week of practice and we do all the process and preparation stuff right.
It doesn't matter anymore.
What doesn't matter?
It's like they're so far down at this point that you remember how the whole month of September and October is, hey, one win can change the narrative. One win and you can start talking about, hey, this team can turn around. Doesn't matter anymore. Because it's just not, you know.
But Brian, you don't believe in miracles? You don't believe that the Jags are getting set to go on a 9-game winning streak to close out the season?
No. They're just
8 out of 9?
When I got in, I asked you what question of the day was. You may use this tomorrow. We're talking in the locker room the other day. We had over under wins the rest of the year, 2.5. I said, I went over. I think they're going to win 3 more games. Somehow, some way.
I have to study the schedule and everything.
They're not going to be favored again.
Right. It's in that ballpark. Yeah. They could be favored against Tennessee.
Their home schedule is awfully tough the rest of the way.
Yes.
Right.
Houston, Minnesota, Denver, Tennessee.
I don't think Minnesota's as good as the early record indicated. But regardless, look, they're not going to be – if they're favored in any, they'll be favored in maybe one game. I get
depends on what the state of the Titans are when they get here.
We're splitting hairs on this. I always thought the idea week to week was just improve and play your best. Is that not what we were told for a long time?
Character.
Don't focus on the win, right? The wins will take care of themselves. Maybe we should have been stressing this a little bit more earlier. Yeah. I don't know.
I do think we can put the "do you think this is a must-win" question in the back pocket.
You think?
That can sail a little bit. As what else is he going to say? They said the same thing when they really were must-wins, that every week is a must-win in the NFL. Okay, so now you're 2-5. Is this a must-win?
We're going to play the game.
All right. Thanks.
We will show up in Kansas City. Are you going Friday or you going Saturday?
No, I'm going Saturday morning.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I know they're leaving Friday because of the game here.
Yeah, I just do my usual Friday thing. Actually, I do have friends, so it's pretty cool. You know, I've got
really?
A personality. My best friend.
It's almost like I heard him say he had a personality. This is amazing.
My best friend from college, he lives in Kansas City with his family, so I'm going to have lunch with them on Saturday.
All right.
So they live in suburban Kansas City. K-State was playing at home against Oklahoma State in football, but somebody asked me, are we going to go see the alma mater? I was like, it's like 2-hour drive. I'm not going there.
Yeah, Mr. Personality. He's like, you kidding me? That's effort. All right, let's get out to the phone lines for the first time this morning, talking Jaguar football with you, 641-1010. Ryan O'Halloran from the Florida Times Union is here with us. Let's start in Ponte Vedra because Timmy is optimistic, and he is going to bring us some sunshine this morning. Good morning, Timmy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Timmy.
How you doing?
Hey, it's Timmy. So anyway, my prediction is the Jags do win this game. Blake Bortles rebounds, comes back. I can't say he's going to win the next game, but they're going to win this game in Kansas City. It's a big they're going to win. I think they play good against Kansas City. And then my other question is, why do we still have Chad Henne? I don't get it. Why don't we have Nick Foles as our backup? I think he'd be a good backup. I'll take it off the air from there.
Well, as far as them winning Sunday, whatever. As far as Foles, this team re-signed Henne, and Foles wasn't cut until like just before camp.
Right.
And he was going to go be a system guy with Andy Reid. So, I mean, if Nick Foles was the backup quarterback here with the Jaguars, he wouldn't be playing for the Jaguars. So,
yeah, agreed. Agreed. No matter who it is, and I don't think he should be, for that matter. Do you agree with that? I mean, this is – you've got 9 games to determine whether number 5 is number 1 for you.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Timmy, for the call. He's still optimistic, though. Hey, look, no Alex Smith, maybe no Spencer Ware. Maybe you can win a 3-0. football game. I don't know. Defense show up. Let's go to Thomas downtown next up on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Thomas.
Hello, how you doing?
We're good.
For one, I'm a Cubs fan, so, you know, last night was really crazy. I'm happy. But as far as the Jaguars, I think that, you know, we got the offense, and we got a nice young team. They remind me a lot of, because I'm a Cowboys fan, too, they remind me of the young Cowboys that came up back in the 90s that was 1-15. With that being said, their offense, if they can get North Turner, you know, he just left from Minnesota. You know, this guy is like one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. Look at him. He can work with that young team, and he can get them in situations where Blake Bortles doesn't have to be winning the game and, you know, putting everything on his shoulders. You know, I mean, I think if they got somebody like him, that could really help with that young offense, because they got a defense. The defense proved themselves time and time again, but what can you do when you're put in a situation where you got the game got to be decided on you? They proved that in the Baltimore game. They had that game. They put the offense right in position where they were supposed to go at it. You're supposed to go for it. You don't, when you're up by one with 3 minutes left, and I play football, you go for the kill. You can't play no conservative football, and I think that killed them in that game, and I think they had a chance to beat Green Bay. There was a questionable play that they called at the end. I think they should have went for the win there, and if they got somebody like North Turner, I think he would be a good fit, and it's mighty funny that all of a sudden he just left Minnesota. And look at that offense and what they're doing up there.
Hold on. Have you looked at what their offense is doing up there?
They're
the second worst in the league behind San Francisco.
Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they were winning for a little bit.
But they're not. The offense is not good in Minnesota, and that's probably part of the reason why North Turner felt it was time to go. Although Mike Zimmer did say there were some personal reasons he didn't want to get into. I have no idea what the sum total went into North Turner's decision. But look, North Turner lost his quarterback, lost Adrian Peterson, lost both starting offensive tackles. I'm not saying he just all of a sudden forgot how to coach. I'm just saying don't use this year's Minnesota Vikings offense as an example or a reason why anyone would want to hire anyone on that offense.
And
staff.
I think Norv's going to retire. That was the scuttlebutt. This is going to be his last year anyways. As for a veteran coordinator coming into the Jaguars, nobody's going to be joining the staff. They had a veteran coordinator who'd been multiple places, who had called plays for a lot of years. They fired him on Saturday. So obviously they wanted a fresh vision.
Right. I think what he's saying, though, is as many have already on social media, as we said, as soon as it happened yesterday, we knew we were going to get a flood of this, that hire him in the offseason. Well, you don't know who the coach is going to be in the offseason. If for some reason the Jags turned it around, let's say they did, okay, let's hypothetical. They won 7 out of their last 9, right? And they're a 9-7 team. And, wow, they turned it around. Shad Khan keeps Gus Bradley on. Well, Gus Bradley, a good chance he'd stick with the guy
in
Nathaniel Hackett helped the turnaround. So the only way then, if there's going to be an opening, is if there's a head coach opening, and who knows who the head coach is going to want, you know, whether he has, if he's an offensive guy, he may hire a guy who's more of a protege type, right, mm-hmm. who wants to run his system. It would be dependent on which direction they go at head coach.
Yeah, and that's like every question I get and will get is, well, you think this player is going to be back? Don't know. Because who knows what kind of defense or offensive systems are going to be running. You know, there may be player A standing here. One coach may think, I had him a couple years ago. He's a great fit. The other coach may come in and say, it's trash. Cut him.
Right.
So it all depends on who's making the decisions. And that goes for the coaching staff as well.
Thomas is larger. I mean, North Turner has been an outstanding offensive coordinator throughout his tenure in the National Football League. I'm just saying this year, don't use the Minnesota example of it because it's fallen apart up there offensively. Subpar head coach, but a really good offensive mind. All right, thank you for the call, Thomas. Let's go to Pat in Fleming Island next on Jaguars Today. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, go Navy this weekend.
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Second of all, I'm just wondering what you guys see that gives in Blake Bortles that gives you hope. But when I look at Blake, I see a quarterback that is absolutely. He's very good when in the second and second half or the fourth quarter when the other team's rushing three and they're in a prevent defense and it's a zone, Blake gets a lot of numbers. But in the first half, when it really counts, he's absolutely terrible. And I'm just wondering if I'm not looking at the right thing or what do you guys see there? I guess that's my question.
Well, I don't know. I appreciate the call. I don't know if you've heard us, Tony, say that we have a lot of reason for hope right now.
Whatever hope you have in Blake Bortles, it's because you saw him play the way he did in 2015. Like, that's the only hope that's left in Blake
and
is that it's
that,
there.
That's dissipating right now.
Yeah, it's there. It's that in 2016 you've seen none of that. And I know a lot of people want to do this revisionist thing with last year, like he wasn't what he was. I get that some of the stats came in the fourth quarter when they were trailing in football games, but they didn't all come in that situation. He has been terrible from beginning to end in football games this season. He hasn't given his team a chance.
And there are a lot of teams that are bad in the National Football League, year after year after year, that are behind and have to throw in the second half, and they don't have quarterbacks who put up 35 touchdowns necessarily. I'm not saying that, you know, but that is the reason that it gave you hope in his second year, his first full year as a starter, that he was able to throw 35 touchdowns at 4,400 yards, franchise marks. The Jags have been bad for a long time, Ryan, and they haven't had anybody put up those kind of numbers. So that was the reason for hope, a big reason for hope. Plus, a lot of other things. You know, the way his teammates talked about him, the intangibles, the belief they had in him. I think you're starting to see that erode now, at least according to, you know, quote-unquote unnamed sources we've seen.
Well, Neil, he only had 2 hours of sleep that night, so he was really tired, and he told me that they don't believe he's the quarterback. Shut up, JoJo.
Well, do you think she was making up the quote?
Mike, it's just pathetic that she had to couch it like that.
All right. I mean, in the end, do you think, you know, the quote we're talking about, Josina Anderson saying that a unnamed,
who's not used to losing.
Right. We got it. But said that the first thing that he said to her on Friday.
Here's the thing. I talked to a Jags offensive starter just this morning. He had only gotten 2 hours sleep. So he's not used to losing. And he said, I don't typically sleep well in this type of situation. And the first thing he said to me is, you know, I just don't think we have the right quarterback.
Right. The money quote she buried at the end.
Yeah. He's the right quarterback for this team right now because he's all they got. So the part where I wouldn't disagree with is what who's the other guy? Mortensen said every guy on this team should be a basket case because they suck.
Yeah.
As far as what the caller was saying earlier, is you still like is there what you used to be able to hang your hat on with Bortles is he would have like a series where he go right down the field. He's not having those yet either. He's not having those anymore. Excuse me. Can Hackett get them going early in games? Because we haven't seen Bortles play with any kind of rhythm this year. Because even in the Green Bay game, when he made some very good throws, there was also some three and outs. There wasn't he's back, or more the point, he's improved from last year. You haven't seen one sign of that so far.
Yeah. All right, Pat, thank you for the call. So, you know, just to be clear, I don't think anybody's been pushing that narrative right now. Look, I hope, because it's all it is, that – you know, a kind of a sports miracle happen. You know what I mean? I mean, that's all you got right now is hope without evidence that the things can turn around. Doesn't mean they can't, but they're, you know, I'm not going to go to Vegas and lay a whole bunch of money on it because there's not a whole lot of evidence that it's going to turn around right now. 641-1010, 641-1010, the number, both on the text line driven by Duval Ford and the phone lines. If you want to check in, it's Jaguars Today live at Everbank on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Jaguars Daily is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Kansas City Chiefs announced Wednesday that Nick Foles would start on Sunday against the Jaguars in place of Alex Smith. Here's head coach Gus Bradley on Nick Foles.
I mean, we faced him in Philadelphia opening day, 2 years ago. Very talented, makes good decisions. Not surprising that he went to a system like Kansas City after having success with him, and they draft him. So he just does a very good job, very, very efficient, makes good decisions. Wasn't in Philadelphia's TD ratio, the interception was unbelievable the 1 year. So, I mean, that's proof right there that he makes good decisions.
This has been Jaguars Daily brought to you by JOI. I'm Jordan DeArmond.
It's a Farrah and Farrah Thursday on Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish, the Navy Midshipmen. Two legendary programs, one historic matchup at Everbank Field. 1010XL's coverage of Navy Notre Dame is brought to you by Advanced Business Solutions on 1010XL.
Metro Rooter, you've probably heard of us. It's no accident that by providing same-day service, professional technicians, and the right equipment, hundreds of businesses count on us every week to keep their drains draining, their plumbing functioning, and their pumps pumping. I'm Tom McLaughlin, CEO of Metro Rooter. And if you are a current customer of ours, I want to thank you for your continued confidence in Metro Rooter. If you'd like to contact Metro Rooter, the plumbing service you can trust, we're on the web at metrorooter.com or just call 695-1911. Thank you.
When you vote this election, go all the way to the end of your ballot and vote yes on County Referendum 1. It's finally something we can all agree on, a bipartisan plan to create more good jobs and help our city have a better quality of life. Your yes vote gives adults who already enjoy gaming entertainment like cards and racing one more option. Slot machines, only for adults and only in state-licensed gaming facilities called paramutuals. And in Jacksonville, there's only one place. You won't see them springing up all over town. A bipartisan group of city leaders agreed the data is clear. This new gaming option will create jobs and grow revenue. Money that can support public safety with more police officers and pay for necessities like better roads and bridges. We're talking millions of dollars for our city. So, vote yes for more jobs. Vote yes for a better future. Vote yes on County Referendum Number 1.
Paid political advertisement paid for and approved by Families for Safety and Prosperity. 133 Harbor Drive South. That is Florida, 34285.
Divorce, menonly.com. This is Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. Our firm specializes in representing men in family law. That's all we do. That's our only focus. We can help with all of your family law needs, such as divorce, custody, alimony, and child support. For over a decade, we have helped thousands of men with these types of issues. We even have an appellate division ready to challenge a judge's ruling. If you need a family law attorney, go to divorcemenonly.com. Divorcemenonly.com. Offices, Jacksonville.
It's game on at Coggin Ford Jacksonville. We're tackling high prices and dropping monthly payments with game-changing offers. Choose from our all-star lineup of new Ford F-150s, Fusions, and more. Drive for zero down, zero first-month payments, or available 0% APR. Hurry, score big today at Coggin Ford Jacksonville, the people and value you trust.
All offers for well-qualified buyers with approved credit. 0% APR financing available on select models. See dealer for complete details. Offers expire 12/31/16.
Mavericks Live at the Jacksonville Landing throws the best parties ever.
Thursday, November 3rd.
The boys are back. Locat.
Mavericks, Jacksonville, here we come.
Low cash, backed by popular demand, and all ages are welcome. The doors open at 6 for the show. Stick around after for another epic ladies' night at Mavericks Live. Don't miss Low Cash Thursday, November 3rd. Tickets now at MavericksLive.com.
Hidden Hills Country Club remembers Arnold Palmer. Here's Joe Cowart.
I had the pleasure of meeting Arnold Palmer on the Legends Walk. What a classy man that would always make time for everybody. He defined golf, and that day, that Legends Walk, I'll never forget. To you, King.
Hidden Hills Country Club is in superb condition and wants you to experience one of Arnold Palmer's finest signature designs. Call for a tee time today and play for just $39. 620-0910.
Football every day of the year. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
If you're having leaks or you just need to replace your roof, contact Preferred Roofing. We guarantee we'll educate you and not sell you. Call us at 904-751-0840. That's Preferred Roofing.
Getting old has its ups and downs. Trust me, there's plenty I could offer on that subject, but let's stick to your eyes. If you're becoming more dependent on reading glasses or contacts, find out about a new procedure called Camera. Dr. Sniffer and the Jacksonville Eye Center have the state-of-the-art technology to help keep your reading vision where you'd like it to be. Call 355-5555 and set up an appointment to see if Camera is right for you. Dr. Sniffer, a trusted surgeon that can help answer all your questions. 355-5555, the Jacksonville Eye Center.
Hi, this is Joe Butler at Black Creek Outfitters, your hometown outdoor store. Our store is second to none. Not only are they great in-store, they go out and hike, bike, paddle, fish, ski, sail, surf, camp, trek, and travel. With all this real-world knowledge, they ensure that your experience will be the best it can be. Black Creek has wide selections from Patagonia, Hobie, Outdoor Research, Olokai, and Osprey. Now is the time to shop and buy locally at Black Creek Outfitters.
Now that should take care of any problem. Wild West Guns and Gold is always there for you because even a 60-second response time is not enough. Wild West Guns and Gold only buys dealer direct and passes the savings directly on to you. Not only does Wild West Guns and Gold guarantee the best price every time, they have the best selection on everything from handguns to military assault rifles. Call 693-0777 or visit gunsforjax.com. That's guns, the number 4, JAX.com for more information.
If you win Jaguars tickets on 1010 XL, you could also win a grand prize of dinner with Senderic Marks at Three Forks and a Jaguars-themed ring set from Global Diamonds. Listen all day for your chance to win on 1010 XL.
Now more Jaguars today on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
I think he's a good receiver. He makes some plays. He had a really good year last year. He looks nice on film. He can definitely make plays, but not just him. They have a couple other receivers who can make some plays, too. Some deep ball threats. Some guys who can make stuff happen when they get the ball in their hand.
That was Jalen Ramsey, deep background right there. I get the song, all right? I'm not oblivious.
Chicago.
I got it.
I don't know that.
The Transit Authority right here. Jalen Ramsey talking about facing Jeremy Maclin. I would have expected. I wanted to hear the cut because I didn't hear it until now. I expected him to say,
nobody.
Come on. Maclin?
I faced better guys in high school.
Kidding me? Maclin? What? Stop it. I will say
this. What are you asking me about Maclin for?
I'm not advising you playing Jeremy Maclin in your fantasy league this week.
No.
Let's put it that way.
Ike goes for 7 for 122.
Do you?
Yeah.
How come? Just because you don't like to see that or what?
I think one of these days somebody's going to
get the better of Jalen big way.
Yeah, you know, Travis Kelce's going to have a big game. So I'll go with Jeremy Maclin with 100-yard game.
7 for 122. That's okay. We got you down for.
Book it.
So we'll see. I just look, Foles played well last week off the bench. They're not a team that loves to throw it around if they don't have to. Maybe they'll have to do a little bit more of that with Spencer Ware out. But particularly, they've been going to Tyreek Hill a lot in the last few weeks. I think he's an emerging guy to keep your eye on for because he's got that deep speed and – I agree with you. I think Kelce's a big target in this game, and I think they just try to win a workmanlike game. I think Kansas City's quite content to get out of here 17-7 or anything along those lines, 17-10, something like that.
Yeah, I picked a 27-16 along those same lines. I think Kansas City's looking at this game saying, okay, jump out to a big lead and then take the air out of the ball. And because style points don't matter in this league, they're a little banged up. And, you know, the score may the game may not be as close as the score indicates. But one thing I do if the Chiefs offense I had in yesterday, I attacked the middle of the field because you can't look as bad as a free safety did as Gibson did on that touchdown. And they said yesterday, well, it's the only time he's been challenged downfield.
Okay.
Well, I don't think
0 for 1 then.
Yeah, 0 for 1. You're still bad percentage. Something happened on that Colts play where Hilton caught a 64-yarder.
That's right.
Something happened on the 56-yarder.
Or Dorsett caught the 64-yarder.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So if I'm teams, I start attacking these guys, the free safety. And if I'm also the Chiefs, I see if Jonathan Cyprian can cover Travis Kelce. I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, well, that is the matchup that – if I'm Kansas City, then I'm leaning on more than anything this week. But we'll see how many shots they choose to take downfield. Here's Gus Bradley talking yesterday, including on his decision to get rid of Greg Olsen, but more about the difference that he sees between Olsen and now Nate Hackett taking over.
I do see some differences. I do, as, and I think it's difference in philosophy, what we're doing right now. And but I don't know if you'll look and you'll see different set of plays or different formations. Or, you know, it's not like we went from spread and you'll see the wishbone. It's not going to be anything drastic like that. I think for the players, when you're in the building and you're in the meeting room, it feels different to them. It's relieved some anxiety for them and allowed them to play freer. And, you know, not saying it was Ole's fault or any of us. We all take responsibility, but I feel that part of it now.
If anything, it should increase the anxiety because your guy just got canned,
right,
because you couldn't
that.
Play right. I mean, there should be more stress.
Right, I don't understand why the anxiety is released unless the Olsen really wasn't getting along with anybody, and yeah, I didn't get that you know, that sense.
So it didn't make a lot of sense, you know. And also, and I said this, I think I said it right after that quote. Like he goes, "Now I'm not going to like tell you what we're doing." I said, "Give us one thing. How are you going to, you know? Why do you think, you know, if you're not going to be running new stuff, is it going to be a higher tempo? Are you going to run more, you know, three receivers? It's, you know, we'll find out on Sunday, but." You know, to say we'll spread the wishbone. Well, we know that. Even we know that. I mean, so it's with each passing day, it just becomes a bigger grasp of the straw. This move was made. That's because that's what it was.
Yeah, it certainly feels that way. Gus Bradley also talked about meeting with Nate Hackett and the experience he feels like he brings to this offensive coordinator position.
When I met him in Tampa Bay, and we were in similar roles just on offense and defense, his knowledge of the game and where he was at and was phenomenal. So I think what he learned just being as a coordinator over the last couple stops, Syracuse, Buffalo, was he had a tremendous amount of ideas and had a chance to pare it down to say, you know what, I took all this information and have a really clear vision. And I think that's what the players appreciate about him. He's a very, very good communicator. He's a very good listener, and he'll explain why.
Where we maybe get a crack into what went on the last couple of weeks is the listening part is, was Greg more of a veteran coordinator? Was he a little bit more stubborn? Did he want to run his stuff? Maybe there were some suggestions that weren't being listened to that Gus thought should have been.
That's from the players?
I think both.
Okay.
You don't see the amount of discord that there was with Jed Fish where he didn't listen to anybody, and including coaches. So maybe this is Gus's Hail Mary in terms of giving Blake a little more ownership of the offense, but from all accounts, Olsen gave him the same kind of leeway.
Have you gotten the sense that Gus philosophically wanted to run the ball more and was disappointed that Olsen didn't commit to that more, even when, like, to me, that Raider game was not out of reach when you started the second half. Mm-hmm. It was a two-touchdown game, and they went on a good opening drive, and you look up at the end of the game, I think the running backs had 11 carries in that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, the players have said that Gus said they want to do, which I have a big issue with, is because they've shown no inkling that they're going to be able to do it with any consistency. The Indianapolis game was the outlier. They went over 100 yards in that game. The Oakland game, they pointed to that is like, okay, you're down 26 at halftime, have the ball first. I mean, in theory, they probably want him to stick with it, but I think another part where they may change a little bit is they have to take more shots downfield. Because the protection, by and large, has been there for that. Their receivers have to win more so they can take those kind of shots.
We were talking earlier about the lack of turnovers by this Jaguar defense, and Gus Bradley was asked to address that drought.
You know, part of it, you say, it'll come. You know, there's that part of it. There's part of it that we got to get more pressure on the quarterback. And then at times and third down, you know, getting some wins or force some errant passes. But you know, we're not getting a lot of tips or overthrows, and those things lead to interceptions. So we just got to go at it. I sometimes watch it on film and we'll look at the tight copy and just see, you know, what is our intent? Are we going for the ball? You know, are we going for the strip? And I'm seeing that part of it. So when you see that, you trust that some of the takeaways will come.
I mean, when he says it will come, it's never come here. They're last in the league since this coaching staff arrived. So to use that, I mean, you get three in the ball. Let's put it this way. You have played seven games. Three or five turnovers came in one quarter.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
right.
And, you know, I don't think they're, like, the fumbles and the strips and stuff, you get turnovers in this league by interceptions, and they're not getting them.
Well, a case in point, we talked about Minnesota struggling offensively, right? They're second worst in terms of yardage in the league, only a few yards better than the San Francisco 49ers. Yet, they have 9 interceptions, 7 fumble recoveries. They've scored 2 defensive touchdowns, and they set up numerous other short field opportunities for the offense. If the offense is struggling, that's what it takes. And, you know, those that arguably the biggest plays in football are turnovers. You know, third down efficiency, there are a few key stats, but that's definitely one of them. They're taking on a Kansas City team themselves that leads the league in interceptions with 11. They've got 5 recovered fumbles on top of that. They forced 7. So, you know, 16 turnovers in the first 7 games of the season for Kansas City because they have had their bye. That's pretty impressive.
Kansas City leads the league with 5 red zone takeaways. That's pretty good.
That's a huge number. And I think, you know, the question becomes, and you guys keep asking and keep getting non-answers from Gus about it, but why? You know, I mean, it's not like it's been a 2016 problem. Like you said, it's been, you know, this is year 4 where they just can't force turnovers. And I think you talk about it, it does come from interceptions, but you're also talking about a Kansas City Chiefs team that's forcing all these interceptions that has a pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never brought one here to Jacksonville. There's never been any consistent pass rush. They had a season 2 years ago where they the numbers were okay, but actually pressuring the other quarterback, they were still bad. And this year, it's been bad. I know Yannick Ngakoue had sacks through the first 4 games, whatever. They have not had anything that resembles consistent pressure on this football team.
Yeah, and I think they have to send more people, be it a 5 or a 6. If you feel you're so good in the secondary, they should be able to take care of their man if you send more guys. But I'll have a note in tomorrow's paper. It seemed like Todd Walsh was hitting at something more like a 3-man rush because he says, you know, quarterbacks are throwing quickly, so we're not getting there anyways. So maybe if you drop a defensive tackle.
Flood the zone.
That was the headline we used. I'd go the other way. I'd have 3 down linemen, and I'd put 4 linebackers on the field, and I would tell Miles Jack, you're now a freelancer. You're the most athletic guy at linebacker on this team, and maybe cover a tight end, maybe rush the quarterback, even though that wasn't your MO at UCLA. Do something to make some plays.
Hey, Miles, just go make some plays, all right? Is that what we're reduced to now? Let me smooth out the sand here, Tony, and draw this up here. We're going to run one to the lamppost and run it down and out to the post. All right, we got to take a time out here. Come back with this Dayton football and the Honda drive around the NFL. Open up the phone lines back to you shortly at 641-1010. If you'd like to get on board, or you can send us a text on the text line driven by Duval Ford at the same number. The social media question of the day today asks you, with all the optimism, if the Cubs can win it all, anything can happen, what's the most optimistic scenario that you can envision for the Jaguars for the rest of the 2016 season? You can hit us up on Twitter and on Facebook with that one if you so choose. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, and Ryan O'Halloran here with you live at EverBank. It's Jaguars Today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Hey, folks, Mike Dempsey here for Dandy Foods, Dandy Sandwiches and Subs, a Jacksonville original and a classic that keeps delivering time after time after time. There's no long drought of championships with Dandy. They deliver a championship performance every time you walk into your local Circle K or Kangaroo Express and head straight to the fresh case, because you know you're going to get a quality product at a price you can't afford. Delicious food, wholesome food, and they've got such variety. They've got something for everybody in your traveling party. You got a carload of people, don't waste your time in the local drive-thru. Pop right in to your local convenience store and pick out a variety, something that everyone is going to love, whether it's breakfast sliders, whether it's lunchtime wraps, whether it's the classic Cuban sandwich or the tuna salad, the 3-meat trio, or any of the other Dandy classics along with the Anytime Deli line. You're sure to have everybody in your car satisfied. So if you're hungry for food on the go, whether it's lunchtime, breakfast time, or anytime, do what I do. Go out and make yours a Dandy and do it today.
It's a Farrah and Farrah Thursday on Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at EverBank Field. If you're looking for a vehicle and you want to talk to an expert before you decide, the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour is the place. Saturday mornings at 11 on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Your company, your vehicle at Duval Ford. It's how we roll.
With family and friends coming over for the holiday season, there's just not enough time to get everything done. Hey guys, it's Donna Murphy from Helmets and Heels. Let Zerez help you this season. Zerez will clean your carpets, tile and grout, furniture, area rugs, whatever your home needs, you'll love their work. Zerez has a patented soap-free system that doesn't flood your carpet and doesn't leave any dirt attracting residue. This means your carpets will stay cleaner longer. The holidays are coming around fast, so book Zerez today. Call now and tell them that 1010XL sent you. Get your carpets cleaned for only $43 per room. Did you hear me? $43 per room. Now at that price, you should get the whole house cleaned. Call Zerez now before they are all booked up. 287-5727. That's 287-5727. Servicing Jacksonville, Palm Coast, and Daytona Beach. Zerez, spelled backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Hello, I'm Bill Harrell. If insurance companies treated you fairly, you wouldn't need a lawyer. But they don't. That's why you need our help. Helping people is what we do. Harrell and Harrell. Don't settle for less than you deserve.
Doing business in North Florida for over 20 years, First Coast Roofing is the only call you need to make for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial, repairs or re-roofs. Call today for a free estimate, 287-7756. How about a roof for as little as $500? First Coast Roofing specializes in roofs damaged by wind or hail and will work with you to file your homeowner's claim with the insurance company. Call Bob Roberts at First Coast Roofing for all your roofing needs, 287-7756. License number CCC-056797.
Before the wind blows one by you, call Hardball this fall to get the best deals on company promotional items. Remember Hardball, they do it all.
Hardball Creative. Hardball does it all.
Have you ever thought about becoming a part of the World Golf Village? There's no better time like the present to join the official golf courses of the World Golf Hall of Fame. The Slammer and Squire and King and Bear are excited to offer a new affordable membership with payment plans and reduced initiation fees. Visit them at golfwgb.com/membership or call 940-6121 and ask how you can get your first year's dues waived. That's 940-6121.
When you owe the IRS and can't pay, call J. David Tax Law, a firm right here in Jacksonville, for affordable IRS tax representation. J. David Tax Law can stop any IRS collection action and protect you from financial devastation. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 474-5424. That's 904-474-5424. Or visit jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.
We all need a little reminder now and then. With JEA's e-bill program, it's in your power to be alerted by text or email when your utility bill is due, which helps remind you to make your payment. And now, during the e-bill Like a Pro giveaway, if you enroll in e-bill by November 30th, you could win a new iPad Pro and Apple Pencil. To sign up for e-bill, visit jea.com/e-bill. JEA, building community, a worry-free community.
Do you own a truck or an SUV? There's one name to know, Catlin. From Lear toppers to trailer hitching, at Catlin, we do it all. This is Keith Catlin, and we know trucks. Need a toolbox? Come see the Cam Locker. Need floor mats? We carry WeatherTech. At Catlin, we carry quality products at a great price. Come see us today or call us at 354-8521.
Who can you count on? Count on Catlin.
Established in 1919, you can count on Catlin.
It's said when one door closes, another one opens. Like at your local BMW center, when you close the door of your old car, you can open the door of a certified pre-owned BMW with exceptional offers from BMW Financial Services. So, hurry into your local BMW center and see what doors open for you. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit TomBushBMW.com or OPBMW.com and see us for a test drive today.
It's game day, which means some fans are packing up the car 4 hours early, while others wait until just before kickoff. Some fans are wearing their brand new jerseys, while others are wearing the same jersey they've worn since 03, because it's tradition, and why shouldn't they? NFL fans root for their teams differently, but they drink the same beer, Bud Light. The only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
And now, this date in football history.
Let me guess the birthdays.
Hold on. So let me get it straight. The local sports news is the Chicago Cubs local Chicago
news.
Call of the final out of the World Series and nothing else?
Not a great call by Pat Hughes, by the way.
No.
All-timer.
A terrible call by the guy who played it. I mean, local sports update. How are we going to know what's happening with the
Javier Baez played high school baseball here in Jacksonville. There
Arlington
you go,
country.
Oh,
use that.
Oh, come on. All right, let's get to this date in football history. November 3rd, let's go back to 1935. Philadelphia and Boston. Doesn't seem that long ago, right, when you consider the Cubs hadn't won since 1908. Philadelphia and Boston combined to throw an NFL record for interceptions in a game. How many interceptions did they combine for?
11.
That is correct.
Hey.
It was a guess. I could tell by the look on your face, but an accurate one nonetheless. All right, famous birthdays for this date. We'll start with my brother-in-law, Tim Nash. What you got for him? What year?
How old? He is 48.
Not too far off. Born in 1965. 51. You're an old dude, Tim. let's see. Bronco Nagurski, born on this date. What year would that have been?
1904.
I'll give you a clue. Cubs.
1908.
1908 is when Bronco Nagurski was born, right after the Cubs won the World Series. He didn't live to see it. He passed away in 1990 at the age of 81. He was an NFL fullback, linebacker, tackle, four-time first-team All-Pro. They didn't have the Pro Bowl back then. Remember the old 1930s first team, which was the first decade team, I think, that we ever saw, and a member of the inaugural Hall of Fame class in 1963. Also born on this date, 1986 Super Bowl MVP Phil Simms was born in what year?
Phil is 59.
Phil is 61. He was born in 1955, a two-time Pro Bowler, and, of course, a two-time Super Bowl champ with the New York Giants. Born on this date, the Kansas City pass rusher Tom Bahaly, the five-time Pro Bowler.
He is 32.
He is 33 years old. He is born in 1983. And then finally, the poster child for current sports protesters, Colin Kaepernick, born on this date. What
he
year?
Is 27.
He is 29 years old, born on this date in 1987. So a clean sweep of misses, although you did correctly guess 11 interceptions. Congratulations, Ryan O'Halloran. Those are your birthdays for this date, and that is this date in football history.
Now the Honda Drive Around the NFL, brought to you by your First Coast Honda dealers.
Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Josh Huff addressed the media yesterday following his arrest in New Jersey earlier this week. We mentioned that on the Honda Drive yesterday. He was pulled over with marijuana in the car as well as an unloaded gun in the driver's side door. When asked about the incident, Huff responded, quote, "I'm a professional athlete. What professional athlete don't have a gun? I have a wife and I have a son at home. My job is to protect them at all costs, and my job is to protect myself as well, even though I know I have security here, but I have to protect myself as well." When asked as a follow-up if he believes that everyone in the Eagles locker room and around the NFL carries a gun, Huff simply responded, "I do. Yes, I do." Tennessee running back DeMarco Murray could have his carries limited on Sunday against San Diego after suffering a toe injury against the Jaguars last Thursday night. That means that rookie Derrick Henry could see an expanded role for the Titans this weekend. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have ruled out running back Jaquizz Rodgers for tonight's game against Atlanta. The Bucs are expected to split the reps between Peyton Barber, Mike James, and Antone Smith on Thursday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys brass continues to hint that Dak Prescott will keep the starter's job even when Tony Romo does get healthy enough to return to the Cowboys lineup. This time it was Stephen Jones who told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, quote, "He," meaning Romo, "knows when he's ready to go that at some point we are going to need him and he'll be ready. It's a great situation." So the hints continue that Dak is the starter for Dallas now.
Yeah, if you're going to play a Tampa Bay running back tonight, I think Antone Smith's a guy. I think he'll lead the
committee. Tough to figure out how they're splitting that up.
Well, the one thing, Dirk Cutter has familiarity with him from Atlanta, and he had, you know, remember that stretch, was it last year or the year before? He had the five-game stretch where every week he was getting like five touches, carries, receptions total, but he'd break a 40-yard or longer touchdown. Like 5 weeks in a row. It's crazy. He had this little run that he did. I think he'll be the lead guy. And what's a good fantasy matchup tonight, man?
Yeah.
Atlanta-Tampa. I mean, typically we try to fade Thursday night a little bit, but not so much this time around. All right, 641-1010 if you'd like to get on board. That is this date in football on the Honda Drive around the NFL. Tyler, do we still have Chris on the line? We don't. All right, Chris fell off. just about to go to you, Chris. All right, if you'd like to get in, you know how to do it at 641-1010. We'll get back to the text line here in a minute. Let's get back to some more audio from Gus Bradley speaking yesterday in anticipation of taking on these Kansas City Chiefs. And now that we know that Alex Smith is not going to get the start for Kansas City, but he doesn't have a concussion, he just has a cut ear, is that what it is? But it's going to keep him out this week. I think they screwed up by letting him go back in the game.
That's what it should be listed on the injury report. We screwed up.
Pretty much, right? I mean, I think it's amazing to me that can happen to a quarterback when all eyes are on that guy and everyone sees him stagger off the field in the fashion he did, and he still goes back in, and then they still claim after the game he didn't have a concussion.
I mean, then he's back in the game, which he shouldn't have been, and then they have him run that play, which was a zone read.
Right. That's exactly.
That's coaching malpractice.
Here is Gus talking about the prospect of facing Nick Foles.
I mean, we face him in Philadelphia opening day, 2 years ago. Very talented, makes good decisions. Not surprising that he went to a system like Kansas City after having success with him. So, and they draft him. So he just does a very good job. Very, very efficient. Makes good decisions. Wasn't in Philadelphia, his TD ratio to interception was unbelievable the 1 year. So, I mean, that's proof right there that he makes good decisions.
He started that week one game in 2014. Jaguars sprinted out to a 17-0 lead.
That's right.
Foles was sacked five times. Philadelphia won 34-17.
Yes, we were all, I remember that day very clearly, we're all like, holy crap, we're going to be really good.
Real.
This is amazing.
Chad Henne.
When's the last time, up 17-0? When is the last time the Jaguar collective fan base has had as much optimism? Was it going right before the Green Bay game or even coming off the Green Bay game?
Maybe coming out of the Colts game last year.
Maybe.
With the way they beat them and the way the schedule laid out for them for those last couple games, it's not like they took any advantage of any
right.
of that, but it was kind of right there in front of them in the South when they beat the Colts the way they did, and they just weren't able to take advantage of it last season. Gus Bradley yesterday also talked about a couple of the guys on defense that have been playing pretty well. He was asked about Telvin Smith, Paul Posluszny, Jalen Ramsey, and if their performances this year have been overlooked because of the poor play of the team overall.
We've had some guys that have played very well away from Thursday. You know, I think from Thursday. I appreciate the question, but but you're right. Jonathan Cyprian, I think moving him in the box has benefited him. I think Telvin, understanding his role and what we're asking him to do, has benefited him. I think Puz, with Miles Jack and everything he's gone through and the competition and helping him teach him, I think has elevated his play. So I think there's a lot of stories taking place. A guy like Jalen Ramsey, you're right. So I think we got to just keep challenging that group. They can't get enough. So we got to keep challenging them in other areas. It should be a defense that, regardless of how many points we score, they feel like they can take the game over. We're not there yet. But that's where we want to push this defense to be.
I don't disagree. There have been some individual standouts on defense this year. Certainly, Telvin, Puz, and Ramsey, for the most part, are having excellent seasons. Telvin may be at the top of that list.
Well, he missed six tackles against Tennessee, so he needs to bounce back.
Overall, though, don't you think he's had a good season?
Yeah, I mean, he's been fine. He just says that he's been less terrible than, you know, he was okay the first couple years. They just don't make any winning plays. I mean,
game changing.
Yeah, you know, they stink on third down. They're stinking takeaways. They're not rushing the passer. Well, who then? You know, it's just false. I think it's false noise, I guess, so to speak. That this, you know, if this defense played well in a couple of games early, they just haven't taken the next step. They haven't been terrible except for the first half against Tennessee, but they have gotten a little stagnant.
All right, moving on here with Gus Bradley. Gus was asked if he thought this is the perfect time to take on the Chiefs, considering they're without Alex Smith, Jamaal Charles on IR, and possibly without now starting running back Spencer Ware.
Oh, I don't know, you know, what's a perfect time. I think it's, you know, looking at us where we are, they're a good team. I know we're going to go in and see a very well-coached team. It's just like, okay, is it a good situation for Indy? Smith went out. Well, you know, another guy comes in and plays well. It's the NFL. We know they're going to have capable replacements. And a lot of it is they got a good system that everybody believes in. And they've got a good veteran presence that leads the team. And they handle adversity well. And they're playing with a lot of poise. So I don't know when it's a good time or bad time. I know for us, we're excited about it.
For Nick Foles, this is the perfect time to be starting on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Because
right.
He thinks he should be a starter in this league somewhere. This is what he could put on tape on Sunday.
Well, and I think Gus, when you hear his first, he says, what's a good time? And he said something to the effect of, look at how we're playing. Right, like
the homecoming game.
Well, Kansas City is going to look at it maybe that way, whether that's fair or not. But are we good enough right now? I felt like there was a lot said in that little phrase. I read it. Are we good enough right now? Do you guys think we're good enough to take advantage of this? Because I'm sorry, it is the best. When a team's without their starting quarterback, their top two running backs potentially, that's a great time to take that team on. Most teams would feel that way. If you were going into a game against any team and that were the circumstance, yeah, let's get them now while they're less than full strength. Certainly, it doesn't mean they can't beat you, but there's a reason that Alex Smith starts over Nick Foles. He's a better quarterback. So it's got to be a better time to play him when the backup's in there. Tony, what we got?
One last cut here from Gus Bradley. He was asked about a guy that we were talking about a little bit earlier, Tashaun Gibson, the free safety.
Good. I know the one that showed up in the Tennessee game where he got spun around, but for the most part, very pleased. I think sometimes things like that can happen to you, and it, you know, really paints a real clear, vivid picture of what your job is every play, and you got to be on it every play. So, but overall, very pleased with this play.
All right, there you go, Gus Bradley on Tashaun Gibson. Ron O'Halloran, skeptical.
Haven't been impressed.
All right. Let me ask you this. Who are the top three most impressive Jaguars to you this year? Not counting Brad Nortman.
Overall Jaguars.
Yeah, most impressive overall Jaguars, offense and defensive starters.
Nobody on offense.
Okay.
Not one guy. On defense, I mean, I think Cyprian's played okay. He's been better than he was in the past. I've been impressed by Ngakoue. You have to put the rookie corner there, but that's it. I mean,
all right.
Not a lot.
I'm just curious. No,
we're sort of like reaching here a little bit. Is like,
you don't think Puz's having a good year?
Yeah, he would be on my list too. In terms of it all comes with an asterisk is, okay, you thought they're going to be, like, not great. Well, they've been a little bit better. So, but I mean, it's not a team that has any Pro Bowlers or even alternates at this point.
Not right now. I could see I could see Ramsey heading in that direction. I'm not talking about this year. I think
this year.
Right. But I think they've got some potential Pro Bowl material.
Like, the guys, like, I mean, when you write the obit of this season, right now it's – their best players haven't played great. The other team's stars have played like stars against this team, and the Jaguars haven't answered.
All right, we got to take a timeout here. 641-1010 if you want to get back on the phone lines or the text line driven by Duval Ford. We'll check in there. Coming up next, the question of the day. With the Cubs winning, anything in sports seems possible today. So with that, what is the most optimistic scenario you can envision for the Jaguars for the rest of 2016? Hit us up on the Jaguars Today Facebook page and also at our various Twitter handles as well. Jaguars Today live at Everbank on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
It's a Farrah and Farrah Thursday on Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field. Catch the big one with the Nimnicht Outdoors Show. Captain Kevin and Captain Kirk join Jeff Lagerman. Fish tales and hunting stories. Get hooked Saturday morning from 7 to 10 on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Glen Kernan Golf and Country Club, the one course every golfer wants to play. For a limited time, you, your friends, and business associates can join as an executive golf member for the reduced initiation fee of $15,000. For pleasure or for business, you can now afford the pristine course, elegant clubhouse, and all of its amenities.
Learn more about the benefits of a Glen Kernan membership and Monday tournament outing opportunities. Call Patty today at 646-1116. That's 646-1116.
Announcing special low financing at Beach Boulevard Motorsports on the Yamaha YXZ1000R, the first and only pure sports side-by-side featuring a three-cylinder high-performance engine with sequential five-speed manual transmission. Visit Beach Boulevard Motorsports today for details.
Offer good through 12/28/16 on purchases of new 2016 Yamaha side-by-sides. See dealer for details. Professional driver on closed course. Always protect the environment and wear your seatbelt, helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. Read the owner's manual and product warning labels before operation. Specifications subject to change.
Fall is in the air, and now is the time to start getting your yard ready for next year. To get started, visit McClunny Equipment and Tractor, your Kubota Superstore and Lampride dealer. We carry a full line of Kubota tractors, recreational vehicles, and zero-turn mowers, and a full line of Lampride tractors and construction implements. McClunny Equipment and Tractor is your Kubota and Lampride dealer. Click metractor.com or call 904-259-4277 to reach your Kubota Superstore for all our fall specials.
Are you looking to be a part of a company where you feel respected and your efforts will be recognized? Jason Parker here with Performance Painting. We're hiring professional painters and trainees who are friendly and have an eagerness to learn and grow. If you don't take yourself too seriously, but do take your profession seriously, you're likely to be a good fit here. Great pay, paid time off, medical, dental, and a company-matched 401k are just a few of the benefits waiting for you at Performance Painting. Go to performance-painting.com. Performance Painting, quality coatings applied with pride.
If your heating and air conditioning unit is about to land on the IR, call Florida Home AC and get a free estimate on replacing it. With 24 months, same as cash purchase, and payments that won't break the bank, just call 777-4300, because there's no place like Florida Home AC.
An accident with a semi-truck is like getting hit by 20 cars all at once. We're experienced in serious cases like these, and we can help. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family. Call 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Baloo here for Dr. Hunsaker, an American chiropractic and rehabilitation. You know, I had neck surgery in 98. Ever since I got back to Jacksonville, I visit Dr. Hunsaker. He makes me feel better. Maybe you've been in an auto accident. Maybe you're injured from life, sports, growing up, whatever. Two locations, Southside, open 6 days a week, including Saturday. 5 days a week out at the beach as well. Give him a call, 674-0193. They take all types of insurances. American chiropractic and rehabilitation.
The 1010XL restaurant of the day is the Pig Barbecue on Old St. Augustine Road. Call 374-0393 for succulent slow-smoked southern favorites for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. The Pig Barbecue, your hometown barbecue choice.
Do you have kids and you're looking for a cool sports experience that you can get them into that doesn't take up all your time? Well, then check out i9sports.com. i9 Sports is reinventing the youth sports experience for families across the First Coast. Check them out, i9sports.com.
Welcome to Googan Nation, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
GoBatteryDepot.com is the one stop for all your battery needs. Of course they can take care of your boat, golf cart, and truck battery. Hunting trip? Make sure you have the right battery for your scope, your deer feeder, your ATV, even your cell phone battery. At Go Battery Depot, you get personal service and great deals on all types of batteries. So before your battery goes, visit GoBatteryDepot.com. When you need any battery, remember, GoBatteryDepot.com.
Your home has a problem. You find cracked foundations, damaged interior walls, and sloping floors. What do? Call Foundation Professionals of Florida to identify and solve the issues. How about eroding seawalls? Call the experts who will put 35 years of experience to work for you. Foundation Professionals can stabilize your seawall and solve all your erosion problems. If your home is in jeopardy, call toll-free 1-855-934-7688. That's 1-855-934-7688.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
Great game! I love watching the Jaguars play at the stadium.
I just wish we didn't have to sit in traffic for an hour trying to get home after the game.
I know. It's almost unbearable.
Love going to the game but hate the traffic before and after? Not to mention paying those outrageous parking fees. Then don't. Next time, take the JTA Game Day Express. JTA offers five convenient express locations at prices start at just $7. Buy tickets right on your phone with the MyJTA app at the JTA admin office downtown or at any Game Day Express location.
Bud Light knows you love your football, and they want you to enjoy it with a cold con. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets and a VIP party in the cooler area at Everbank Field, or maybe even tickets to the Terrace Suite.
This is the quarterback of your Jacksonville Jaguars, Blake Bortles, and you are listening to Jaguars Today on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
All right, Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, Ryan O'Halloran here with you. Jaguars Today, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM, as you just heard Blake mention. This on the text line driven by Duval Ford from 352. This is the first week in the new regime that I don't care to watch the game.
Hello.
That is the worst indicator.
Can you please read and maybe listen about it? Read and listen about it if you're not going to watch it.
Correct, right.
Jacksonville.com, right. 1010XL.
Please do tune in to Jaguars Today. Yeah, you can, the pre and the post.
You don't have to watch the crime, just the read about the autopsy.
Understood. Yes, good point there.
But I tell you what, though, if they don't have a great effort, you guys have probably talked about this week, if they struggle on Sunday, whew, the stadium next week.
Exactly, which why I don't think the ultimate Shad Khan nuclear option is off the table. He said he's not making a – well, what he said to you was he's not going to make a coaching move. He didn't say he wouldn't ever make a coaching move. Now, I don't think he will. I think the great likelihood is that Gus will ride out the rest of the season. But if it's the same kind of performance, if you're down 28-0, 27-0 at the half to Kansas City, and you look as listless as you did, I don't think you can completely – take yourself out of the possibility that you can make a move at the top.
Correct.
All right. Let's get Robert on the west side.
Here we go.
Next up here on 1010XL. Howard's
this is
excited.
Be a great one.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. We got a lot of issues right here, but whoever start calling the plays now, I think they need to do a player evaluation and use the players what they was hired for. For instance, Denard Robinson supposed to have been an offensive weapon. And I really think he's a better back than Yeldon, but I think they can do some options with him and let him throw down the field. He used to be a quarterback at Michigan, so I mean, the guy can throw. But I think they need to mix it up and do a lot of misdirection to do something creative. And I don't really know if Blake is the guy for the future. I really don't think he is, but I think whoever calling the plays from here on out need to get more aggressive in their play design.
All right, so Robert, just to be clear, you're not saying that you necessarily line up Denard Robinson and hand the ball 20 times. You're saying find a creative way to kind of mix him in the offense.
That's right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was representing your point of view correctly.
Buzzkill. I was so excited.
I know. Well, you know, when we saw Tyler puts a little board up and we see what's coming with the next call, or oftentimes we do. So Robert's not saying, you know, make the offense circle around Denard Robinson.
I will agree with him on one point in terms of the offense, regardless of who gets the ball, is you don't see a lot of that misdirection stuff, like the pitch out or the shovel pass, something that's just make sure teams can't key on, something that's different. And sure as hell, I haven't seen a trick play this year. So, I mean, I think that's from Hackett's perspective. He probably has some tricks in his pocket. Now's the time to do them before you're trailing 24-0.
Yeah, well, like, right, if you have anything to show, now's the time. I mean, if there's anything you've been sitting saying, wow, why don't we call this,
this is
or
what
why don't
I
we
done.
Use this? Right, now's the time to do that. I mean, and that's why, again, I go back to, I think Gus totally within his rights and totally understandable that, look, you got 9 games. You know what's coming if you don't turn it around. Mm-hmm. And does this logically indicate, you know, that you're going to turn around? The guys work most closely with Blake Bortles, who's your most struggling player on offense, is the answer. Maybe not, but what you were doing clearly wasn't the answer either, so I don't fault him for throwing the Hail Mary.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Maybe the closest thing to a trick play this offense has run this year, I think against Green Bay, they had action where I can't remember if it was Marquise Lee or somebody had like the jet sweep action on a play, and Blake had his back turned to the line of scrimmage for a while. By the time he turned around, there were 2 Packers in his face. But that was the closest thing to a trick play I remember this year, which if you're going to run that jet sweep action and try to fool somebody, every now and then you have to hand it to him on a jet sweep, which we haven't even seen that level of trick.
And then have some success with it on top of that as well. Some others, let's see, from the text line here. Let's see what we got here. The most optimistic, asking for your most optimistic outlook for the Jags. Most optimistic, Jags go 6-2 or 7-1 the last half of the year. Fans rejoice that the team has finally put it all together and see that our constant patience has been rewarded. But realistically, Thinks the Jags win 2 to 3 more games. Gus is let go on Black Monday. Fans grudgingly look forward to another rebuild with a new head coach. Here's my question to you. If jumping ahead, playing the hypothetical game, if it played out like that, whoever that is, and I'm not trying to fill the job that's not open, but would it be a rebuild, Ryan? Or is this team, I mean, was our value, we look at the roster, we think they're more talented. Were we fooling ourselves, or were we right? And with the right leadership, guidance, schemes, you name it, whatever, that they could win with a team comprised mostly of the core of what's already here?
Well, I think that if ownership makes a complete house cleaning, we'll know the answer. That they don't think the talent is there because they'll bring somebody else to bring in better players. You know, rebuild, it all depends whether they believe who the new people would believe in the quarterback. If they don't and they bring in a veteran, is it a remodel? I think it needs to be a rebuild because they have not a lot of foundational pieces on the offensive line, at running back, maybe at quarterback. They need to add some players on defense, that, you know, build their linebacker depth still. Maybe they need, I think they're going to need a new strong safety. So they're going to be a lot of work for Dave, whoever is in charge of the roster to do. So I wouldn't hesitate calling it a rebuild or a build.
Okay. Oh boy. I hope they don't call it that publicly because that's not going to fly. You know what they need, honestly? If they do make a move, they need a coach who comes in and says, we need to win right now, right away. There's no patience. I have no patience for anything. And we're not only need to, we're going to. Whether he believes it or not, that's got to be, to me, the attitude. No more of this
great
do
game
things
to be
the
a
right
part
way.
Of.
Oh, stop it with the great game to be a part of. I mean, you know, great game to be a part of is one where you end up with more points on the other side. Ask the Indians. They feel like, was that a great game to be a part of last night, Tribe? What do you think, huh? Yeah. Maybe in 20 years they'll look back and say, yeah, but not so much right now. 641-1010. Let's see. There is nothing to be optimistic about on the text line we see. As long as we have to hear Gus's voice post-game, it's become so depressing and all the more reason to cut the cord Monday, and only then will there be a somewhat optimistic feeling because the main problem is gone. That echoes a lot of people's sentiments. Let's see. If the Jags turn the season around and win 7 of the next 9 games, people are going to ask, why didn't we fire Olsen at the end of the 2015 season? Well, you didn't fire him because the quarterback set franchise records in the two biggest statistical categories you have other than wins. I mean, just touchdowns and yardage.
It's just like, let's say over the next couple of games, regardless of win or loss, let's say they show a pulse on offense over the next 3 games. Well, then the questions are going to be from texters and callers. Well, why didn't they fire the coordinator after the bye? Why didn't Broderus fly in as personal coach during the bye? You know, it's going to be all hypotheticals. You know, if they continue to struggle, it's going to be, well, what else can you do? So it's the questions are never going to disappear.
This one in, let's see, is it the text line keeps jumping around. You know what would have helped the pass rush, says someone from the 727? Giving the Patriots a third-round pick for Jamie Collins. A, Jamie Collins has, I think, 1 sack this year. B, most importantly, where would you play him? Who are you going to sit? You've been clamoring for Miles Jack to get on the field. I'm not saying you individually, but the fan base as a whole. You just drafted the guy. Obviously, he's a big part of the future. Who's sitting for Jamie Collins if you trade a third-round pick for Jamie Collins? This team right now, I mean, the Browns made the move, and they better hope they can re-sign him. I know they can use the franchise tag on him, but they better hope they like what they see over the second half of the season. Otherwise, they gave up what could turn out to be a third-round pick for a half-year rental on a team that's going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, what'd you make of that move, by the way?
The
Jamie Collins.
Couple things is they don't have a fourth this coming year, correct, because of Deflategate?
Possible.
Okay. I think it's I disagree with the trade because it doesn't make you better right now. But they're looking at adding a third this year. Maybe they can swing 2/3 to get up into the second and get an impact player that way. They're saving their money for some other guys. I get that. But I would have held on to him because for everybody who's bashing him, he was still playing 65% of the snaps.
They are killing him right now.
Yeah, and it was great radio when Lombardi was on in Boston the other day, and they basically said, Mike, it sounds like you're doing Belichick's bidding for you. He exploded.
Did he? Because I think he was doing Belichick's bidding. I think that's exactly what he was doing. So, in fact, when Belichick was asked about it, Belichick said, you know, that Michael Lombardi's a smart guy, one of the smartest football guys I've ever known. He's basically saying, yeah, listen to what he's saying. He's telling you the truth. He absolutely was given the carrying the Belichick water pail on that one. Let's head out to Orange Park. Jeff is next up at 641-1010. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. I want to know just how bad it has to get in the next game before they pull Bortles out. His numbers have been horrible this year. And if that happens, is that the end of basically our season?
Well, I think the season's pretty much at that point right now. How bad would it have to get to pull Bortles against Kansas City? Four interceptions in the first half where he just looks totally out of sync. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they'll put him in position to throw four interceptions in a half.
In other words, if he's got three, he's going to be handing it off a lot.
Handing it off.
Yeah.
I still think if you line up these two possibilities, Blake Bortles getting benched, Gus Bradley getting fired in season, I think Gus is the more likely thing still.
Still don't think, even in game. I mean, you reach a certain point, you're down, and the guy doesn't have it that day.
Yeah.
I don't.
To me, that would have been done already.
Understood. It could have been done last Thursday very easily.
And you could have spun it because I've asked this question before. Could you have put him in there just to save himself? You know, if he was taking a beating or something like that, you know, just to say, okay, start thinking about next week. You know, let's remove this one from your memory bank. But they've kept him in there every snap since he got into the game.
Do you think it plays into at all a decision like that, the fact that that's the only game in town, it's Thursday Night Football, national audience, and you're basically telling the world that your quarterback can't get the job done? Subconsciously
I mean,
or not?
That'd be tough with Gus to think whether he thought. I'm sure what entered Gus's mind is you're down 27-0 in the half. We have to show a pulse in the second half. We have to get him in a positive frame of mind a little bit going into this extra weekend.
Well, he did throw for a lot of yards and three touchdowns eventually in the second
29
half.
Fantasy points, baby.
that was from O'Hauer, not me, mind you. Could it be something that he feels a little bit better about, at least the second half performance? I mean, I know he brought in this guy, Adam Dedeau, this week to work with him and all that, so he can't feel 100% great about it. But could there be a benefit from leaving him in and having at least some statistical success?
I think so, because let's say they would have benched him at halftime in that game the other night, it would have been, in his mind, it would have been, okay, that's the last thing I remember playing. My coordinator's been fired. I've had to fly in my personal coach to fix my mechanics. Nothing's going right for me right now. Maybe his subconscious is saying, hey, at least I didn't throw any more interceptions.
Right.
At least I didn't make it worse. And now I get a spark with my guy calling the plays, tighten some things up with my motion. Hey, let's just start over, make it a 9-game season. I mean, that's if you really take the.
You're in the spin room now.
Yes,
but that would be the spin if you wanted to go that way.
And that's pro sports.
That ain't the truth. That's life, baby. All right, 641-1010. Thank you, Jeff, for the call. We'll take our final timeout here. Coming back, we'll take a look at the fan feedback spotlight, a few more off the text line as well. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Ryan O'Halloran here with you live at EverBank. It's Jaguars Today on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Jaguars Daily is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Kansas City Chiefs announced Wednesday that Nick Foles would start on Sunday against the Jaguars in place of Alex Smith. Here's head coach Gus Bradley on Nick Foles.
I mean, we face him in Philadelphia opening day, 2 years ago. Very talented, makes good decisions. Not surprising that he went to a system like Kansas City after having success with him, so, and they draft him. So he just does a very good job, very, very efficient, makes good decisions. Wasn't in Philadelphia's TD ratio, the interception was unbelievable the 1 year. So, I mean, that's proof right there that he makes good decisions.
This has been Jaguars Daily, brought to you by JOI. I'm Jordan DeArmond.
It's a Farrah and Farrah Thursday on Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at EverBank Field. Everything you need to know about your Jacksonville Jaguars. This is Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Get hot tips on where to fish this weekend.
I'm Captain Kevin Faber, and join me Thursday and Friday mornings in the 6 o'clock hour on The Drill.
Brought to you by North Florida Yacht Sales, voted Jacksonville's number one boat dealer on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, Jags fans, Coach Gus Bradley here. Nothing quite matches the excitement of leading our team onto EverBank Field, and now game day could start with you through the EverBank on the Prowl sweepstakes. For each Jags home game, one lucky fan will win tickets, pregame sideline access, and the opportunity to lead our team as they take the field. To enter and for official rules, go to everbank.com/prowl. That's everbank.com/prowl and enter today. No purchase necessary. EverBank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Doing business in North Florida for over 20 years, First Coast Roofing is the only call you need to make for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial, repairs or re-roofs. Call today for a free estimate, 287-7756. How about a roof for as little as $500? First Coast Roofing specializes in roofs damaged by wind or hail and will work with you to file your homeowner's claim with the insurance company. Call Bob Roberts at First Coast Roofing for all your roofing needs, 287-7756. License number CCC-05679.
Metro Rooter, you've probably heard of us. It's no accident that by providing same-day service, professional technicians, and the right equipment, hundreds of businesses count on us every week to keep their drains draining, their plumbing functioning, and their pumps pumping. I'm Tom McLaughlin, CEO of Metro Rooter, and if you are a current customer of ours, I want to thank you for your continued confidence in Metro Rooter. If you'd like to contact Metro Rooter, the plumbing service you can trust, we're on the web at metrorooter.com or just call 695-1911. Thank you.
Sale ends soon.
Wow, another jewelry store ad on the radio. Global Diamonds is everywhere.
No, I think that was an ad for the other store, the one that's copying Global all the time.
Well, sounded like Global to me. But if I were them, I'd try and be like Global Diamonds, too. Global's awesome. Lowest prices for sure, higher quality diamonds, and 10 times the selection.
Yeah, I know. Have you been to the other store? I don't think copying is going to help them. They're nothing like Global.
Everybody wants to be like Global Diamonds, but smart shoppers know the difference. That's why Global Diamonds was voted best jewelry store in Jacksonville. Best selection by far, highest quality hand-picked diamonds, and unbeatable direct importer, no middleman prices. This is the store that made old-style jewelry retailing obsolete. The official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. Global Diamonds, the undisputed leader. At the markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Marine Max is your source for fun on the water. They've got sport boats, deck boats, fishing boats, cruisers, and yachts from Sea Ray, Boston Whaler, Grady White, and more. Marine Max provides world-class service, financing and insurance, educational programs, and access to getaway trips. See what all the excitement is about. Visit their new location on the Intercoastal at Beach Marine and at marinemax.com/Jacksonville.
Good morning, everyone. If you would all turn to page 5 of the presentation, we'll start with the biscuit. The budget. Last month's bacon, breakdown, shows excellent numbers. I apologize, everyone.
Got breakfast on your mind? McDonald's has more choices on the all-day breakfast menu, like McGriddles, biscuits, and McMuffin sandwiches. Now try 2 bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for just $3.33. Available all day. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of single item posted on menu board. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Big meeting in 10.
Okay, but first McCafe iced coffee from McDonald's.
Your mother's on line 3. She says it's urgent.
Okay, but first iced coffee.
Your son's teacher conference in 30 minutes. But first, here's an iced coffee.
Okay.
Jumpstart your day at McDonald's with any size McCafe iced coffee for just $1.39. Made with your choice of caramel, hazelnut, French vanilla, or sugar-free French vanilla flavor. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. For more great deals, download the McDonald's app.
AM or FM? 1010XL AM and 92.5 FM.
Now that should take care of any problem. Wild West Guns and Gold is always there for you because even a 60-second response time is not enough. Wild West Guns and Gold only buys dealer direct and passes the savings directly on to you. Not only does Wild West Guns and Gold guarantee the best price every time, they have the best selection on everything from handguns to military assault rifles. Call 693-0777 or visit guns4jax.com. That's guns, the number 4, JAX.com for more information.
My name is Chris Staples. I'd like to thank Justice for Jacksonville and attorney Brett Hastings and his staff for their hard work in taking on a corporate giant in today's world. And they stood up for me and my rights, and we won. He made sure I was rewarded with what was due to me and always put me first ahead of his firm. I'd like to thank you all so much for the closure and finally a law firm that does what they say.
Law offices of Brett Hastings, where the injured find justice.
It's said when one door closes, another one opens. Like at your local BMW center, when you close the door of your old car, you can open the door of a certified pre-owned BMW with exceptional offers from BMW Financial Services. So, hurry into your local BMW center and see what doors open for you. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit TomBushBMW.com or OPBMW.com and see us for a test drive today.
Get on down to your local Kubota dealer today, where the deals have never been hotter on new Kubota tractors. You can get low payments for up to 84 months with 0% APR, incredible customer instant rebates, and a 6-year limited powertrain warranty on new BX, BL, and MX tractors. There have never, ever been deals like these. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit your local Kubota dealer, FloridaKubotaDealers.com.
It's Tuesday's Talk with 88. Alan Hearns joins Dan and Jeff on The Drill Tuesday morning. Brought to you by Body Armor Natural Sports Drink and the construction law and litigation attorneys, Regan, Whalen, Zabuni, and Atwood. From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, more Jaguars today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
All right, coming down the stretch here.
I'm kind of getting excited for Sunday night.
Are you? Yeah, is this your boy right here?
No, Andrew, this is not Jeff. WK?
No, I did see a Rolling Stone article yesterday that Timberlake was saying he's working on his new album, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, well, if he said it was going to be amazing, then it must be. Why are you getting excited for Sunday?
I think the team's going to turn it around.
Mr. Positivity?
He's getting optimistic for the last 10 minutes of the show.
Maybe because, like, lunch is coming up or something.
What came over you?
We discussed it briefly yesterday, Mike and I did, that it's getting about to the point where we're going to have a positivity day, where it's going to be, oh, you can't say anything nasty.
Just super positive.
Well, I've been trying, like, I try to do, like shtick-free Twitter days, but there's just so much there. Like, Andy Reid talks his team up like they're 7-0. That's a tweet. That's sarcastic, but that's a tweet. But, I mean, it's, you know, you can, the positivity thing.
We're thinking about it, posting it on Duval Doom when he comes in next Wednesday.
Yeah.
That he's got to be Mr. Positive for 2 hours. I think he'll.
Well,
I think he'll beg his boss to go back to work.
Well, you could do it, like, you know, you could do it if, like, you, Mike, you asked me, is, well, they really have no shot on Sunday, do they? And I just ignore the question. I go, well, they I think their punting's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just,
you pivot.
Like, yeah, I totally ignore the question.
Right. You learned that from the presidential debates on both sides, by the way. All right, Tyler, what is this? Is this from the Albert Breer post that you sent me along here? Do tell. What do we got here?
Yeah, this was just reading that on the break.
Tyler, set it up if you would.
So Albert Breer posted an article on the MMQB, and two of the main nuggets that are quickly making the rounds in social media. He said early in training camp, Bortles quickly recognized his habits had resurfaced, and he was saying things like, I can't believe I'm throwing that way again. And also said that he started a routine a few weeks ago. This is Albert Breer saying this, that Bortles started a routine of working out his mechanics in front of a mirror each Monday for an hour. So that's kind of two nuggets coming out there.
Well, the part where he works on his mechanics without throwing, he does that before every game because he has a softball that he does on the sideline, like 2.5-3 hours for the game, that he does his motion and his footwork and stuff. I mean, all the dirt's going to come out now. Does he regret not spending more time in California during the offseason?
Doing basically the same thing he did the previous offseason.
So it's one of those things where, to use one of Gus's tried and true cliches, it's the I got it.
Right.
He thought he had
the most dangerous words.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, at least he's, I mean, everybody says, well, why is he bringing his coach? Well, he's better now than better late than never. you know, keep trying, see if you can save this thing, because he knows what's at stake. And, you know, if he's aware of his surroundings, he probably figures he's going to be learning a new offense next year. And he has to earn his keep that he's going to be the starter. So I applaud him for bringing in his guy this week.
Yeah.
If he had been okay, they might have won four games. Just right. Okay, they might be 4-3 right now.
Which makes you wish that he had followed the same all-season yeah. routine. Whatever got him prepared for last season, it would have been better than whatever occurred this, especially since he turned up in training camp, apparently, according to Breer, perplexed as to why he was thrown this way. What do you guys think about a new segment on the show, maybe every Thursday, called Tyler's Red Hot Nuggets? Good? No?
Well, that would be a positive. It would have to be a positive.
Red Hot Nuggets. It could just be scoops, nuggets of information. No? All right. We'll work
on
that.
We'll try.
We'll work on that. Tony, what did we get on
Twitter
today?
Get him from the Times Union.
We asked stop. He can read them right out of the Times Union. We asked people for the most positive outlook for the remainder of 2016. With the Cubs winning the World Series, everything in sports seems possible, at least for a day. So what did people think was the upside, potentially, for the Jaguars?
From Trey, we win the remaining AFC South games. From Will, two wins, Gus fired. From Duval Doom, Blake stops playing like a spaz, gives enough solid evidence the next GM-coach combo can use their number two pick on a different position, like offensive line. Hashtag clean house. From John, optimistic scenario would be for Shad pulling the trigger and getting rid of Gus sooner rather than later. From positive Jags fan, we win the last seven games and steal the division. From Battle for Duval, at 2-5, optimism is dead. From Brian, a quote from J.R.R. Tolkien, in this hour, I do not believe that any darkness will endure. From the Return of the King there. From Jarrell.
Does that mean it's going to stay dark?
He thinks that the darkness will depart.
Oh, so he's positive.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will not endure.
An actual positive one.
From Jarrell, the Jags will have another top five pick in next year's draft. And from Harold, with it being the 20th anniversary of the 96 team, I think the Jags win 8 out of their last 9 games.
Woo! Be awesome. Phenomenal. Starts this Sunday. Here's a few more on Facebook. Dalton said he believes that the team has talent on paper, so this won't be a total rebuild. If these players can wake up, we can win. It's mostly on the coaches bringing discipline. I rewatched Ramsey's personal foul from last Thursday, and Bradley patted him on the butt after it. That was not solid, nor was it great job. This one, Travis, Jags tank the rest of the season. Entire staff gets canned, and we get competent replacements. We get the next J.J. Watt in the draft, and Blake Bortles turns into Jesus and returns from the dead next season to save the Jacksonville fan base. Jonathan said, my optimistic scenario would be for Shad Khan to fire Gus at the end of the season and find a starting quarterback in the draft. Kevin Tappy went with Bill Belichick, decides he wants to coach where it's warm. Good luck with that. That's a little overly optimistic. Skyler said, I guess we win 6 or 7. I don't know. Not really optimistic right now. Look, I knew it was a tough assignment today that I was going to ask people who are only in Algebra 1 to perform calculus. I don't know. I don't know what these numbers mean. Let me write down a big smiley face and hope that's good enough to get the grade. I don't know. What is your most optimistic outlook for the Jag? What do you think realistically that on the higher end of the possibility spectrum?
Through the real rose colored glasses, can they sweep Houston? Can they win the rest of their
division
games?
Division games,
so that's
right?
Four. Can they create a bunch of turnovers and beat a Minnesota offensively challenged team? That's five. Can they win at subpar Detroit? That's six. Can they be the beneficiaries of Buffalo self-destructing, which is always possible? But can they 5-3? So 5-4?
5-4, rest of the way. Right. All those things. Have all those things. I think, yeah, I mean, could you see – is there evidence for it? No. And people are going to say, you're trying to tell us that they're going to win five games. I'm not trying to tell you anything. I don't think they're going to win another five games this year. But if we're looking at the range of possibilities, the bell curve of possibilities, on that far right side of the curve, there's probably a 4 or 5 wins to be found.
Yeah, we're saying that at our most optimistic, we think they can go 5-4.
Right.
And not saying that they're world beaters. That's saying that – at the best, with this team the way we've seen it to this point, out of their last 9 games, we think if they play their absolute best, they'll win five.
And out of 100%, we'd say that'll occur maybe 1% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that, at least that's the way we feel, 1 to 2% of the time, something like that.
Yeah, it's not very optimistic.
Tony, what is that? You agree with that, Tony?
I do. Four or five wins would be the most optimistic I'd be about this team. I said it after the San Diego game week two that I felt like the talent on this roster should win five or six games no matter how they're being coached. And I still kind of feel that way. I think the talent on this roster ought to be able to win five or six games with whatever the heck is happening outside of the building, that it'll just happen that way. That's becoming more and more difficult to hold on to as we go week by week. And you see the way they played, especially in that Tennessee game last Thursday night. But, yeah, my most optimistic 4-5 in the last nine.
This one from the always interesting Ms. Nika, who said, "I'll get married before they turn this around. Hashtag, hashtag team no ball and chain." She's apparently a dedicated
never
bachelorette. She knows herself. Daniel added on Twitter, "Ryan, tell Ryan O if he wants to keep his number two ranking, he better keep up the negativity."
Keep it up.
Yes, I think that's okay. I think some people call it negativity. Others call it realism.
Well, especially now.
Right.
Yeah.
You're playing
because like before it was like, hey, you know, don't get too excited. But now it's like it all sort of happened.
Yeah. What are you coming up in the TU over the next few days?
Speaking of scraping, Nate Hackett's story for Sunday, talking about his background. Tomorrow we'll have the run defense. Interior held up okay without Roy Miller. They just have to do a better job on the outside. And then Hayes is going to write on Sunday how they're facing an elite corner in Marcus Peters, who does things that this defense doesn't do.
Yeah, you're right about that. Create massive amounts of turnovers, and he has since he stepped into the league last year. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We appreciate you joining us tomorrow. Adam Teicher will join us to preview the Kansas City Chiefs. David Garrard scheduled to join us in studio as well. And we'll take more of your calls and hopefully get some keys to victory for the Jaguars this weekend.
Come on, keys to competitiveness.
Keys to keeping it close. Stick with keys to victory.
Oh.
That would be one of the top ones.
Tyler, that's your best grab.
Tyler's he's bulletproof today. He's having a day and maybe a year, the rest of the year. We'll see how long that whole thing lasts, at least until next October, I would think, right? All right, that does it for us today. For Fat Tony, for Ryan O'Halloran, for Tyler Devitt, Cubs fan extraordinaire, and for Joe Fortunato, general all-around curmudgeon, I'm Mike Dempsey, signing off for Jaguars today. Stick around. We'll say hello to the boys of the Midday Chalk coming up next right here on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You guys have a good day. Peace.